Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The French-born guitarist Stéphane Rembel has come a long way from the Roma campsites, where he honed his skills in the genre that some call gypsy jazz, but that others, like Stéphane Rembel, prefer to call Django's music, as in Django Reinhardt, the great guitarist. Now based in New Jersey, Stéphane has been playing the North American circuit, including a trip to the Academy Awards, where he performed his original theme to the hit Woody Allen film Midnight in Paris. Stéphane Rembel joins us to talk about his newest album, Origins, but first he'll play that song that took him to the Oscars. It's called Bistro Fada, live performance on Soundcheck. That is Stéphane Rembel live with his quintet here in the Soundcheck studio and a song called Bistro Fada, which you may know as the theme from Midnight in Paris, the hit Woody Allen film. Stéphane Rembel playing lead guitar, Roy Williams rhythm guitar, Ari Folman-Cohen playing the bass, Nick Anderson drums, and David Langlois playing the hand percussion. Stéphane, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hello, thank you.
So how'd you get into the film business? How did this soundtrack happen?
You know, I always wanted to write music for movies. I always believe that it's writing music for movies is something you have or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a sense for the image. I noticed also that when I compose, I always compose from an image, whether it's like an imaginary scene or a feeling or a place or something, a book. There's always like something that triggers it. I don't compose from notes. I compose from sensations, you know.
So even though there aren't lyrics, there are at least kind of ideas for stories behind some of these pieces.
Exactly. I don't really write lyrics. I don't have that power of manipulating words. But I express my emotions and the way I perceive the world around better with, like, notes. It's like a different kind of language.
Well, so now what was it like when the image that sparked the song was not one that you had made up yourself but came from Woody Allen's imagination?
It's the same thing. An image come, I can score it. I don't know. It's just... This is what happened.
Was this the first time you'd done anything like that?
No, I scored a few features before that, like independent features and commercials and short movies.
Mm-hmm. So this time it's the Woody Allen movie called Midnight in Paris. Now, you know, we think of the sounds of Paris and maybe we think of like the Hot Club of France and Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and that great jazz that they did back in the 30s, which to this day people... called gypsy jazz. I know that's a term you don't like. What do you prefer to gypsy jazz?
I think like both words are very misleading.
Mm-hmm.
Gypsy. It sounds maybe because there is acoustic guitars. I don't know. Maybe because Django was a gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
But there is only one word of gypsy in English. And actually, there are like four different groups with different names. And Django is not a Cali. He's not a gypsy from Spain. So when you say gypsy, it kind of like hints for people like kind of a gypsy king type of sound, which is like not at all the case.
Right. What about jazz?
Jazz is also, I think it's, I don't see Django as being jazz.
Hmm.
It's very hard to define jazz. There are like, for me, two ways of defining jazz. The first way is all that American music that came, like, started in New Orleans and that spread all over the
came
U.S.
Came out of the blues.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's hard to put words on it, but you have, like, Miles Davis, John Coltrane. Or it's jazz, you know.
Right,
I listen
right.
to Coltrane, it's jazz. I listen to Miles Davis, it's jazz. Or it's, like, any improvised music. But then, like, oud is jazz, Indian music is jazz, everything
right,
is
right.
jazz. So... if everything is jazz, why do you call it jazz? You know, I think, but for most people, jazz means Miles Davis, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say Django is jazz, it's like completely misleading.
Mm. So you know, the Hot Club of France was thought of as a jazz club. That's where Django played back in the day, back in the 30s. And of course, the style of music that you've maintained over the years, this is something you learned from some of the Roma campsites outside I assume it's outside the big cities.
Yeah,
in France.
It's outside of Paris, yeah, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the chance to hang out with the gypsies and get the knowledge firsthand. The way it's transmitted is from Django, and the Ferré brothers, like, they showed to other people how to play, and they were hanging out with Django, and these people showed their son, their cousin.
Mm-hmm. So it's the oral tradition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, the oral tradition gives something that literature doesn't give. You cannot learn the life that goes with the music from a book. You can learn the techniques. You can learn the notes. You can understand the logic. But whenever a human being explains something to you, there is a life that goes through it that you cannot get anywhere but from another human being.
Mm.
So
is this a kind of guitar playing that you would not recommend people go to YouTube to learn?
Yeah, no. Of course, you should go to YouTube. But there is something that you learn with the gypsy, because it's not only the music. When you're in the camp and you have the atmosphere, you hear people talk, you see the way they walk, the way they eat, the way they interact. All that is part of the music, you know.
We're speaking with Stefan Rembel. He and his quintet are playing here in our studio today. They're at Symphony Space, 95th Street and Broadway, tomorrow evening at 7:30. And then the regular Sunday night gig at the Club Barbez. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary. I guess this is, Stefan, your 10th anniversary at Barbez,
yeah,
too.
Basically, yeah.
So basically, you were there at the beginning. That's the club on 9th Street in Park Slope. That'll be Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Stefan and the quintet are here in the studio. You want to do another song for us?
Yes. We're going to play another one of my compositions. Actually, it comes, as I explained before, from like images. Mm-hmm. The song is called Tsunami. I always had like a fascination for Japan, even if I've never been, you know. I know Japan basically from Zen. I know Japan from the paintings. Mm-hmm. I know Japan from Miyazaki, you know. So it's like an imaginary Japan.
An imaginary Japan for you, yeah.
And then I was watching the images of the tsunami last year, mm-hmm. devastating everything. And I had my guitar in my hands, and I came with this song that represents both things, my imaginary Japan and the tsunami devastating it.
All right, let's hear a live performance from Stefan Rembel and his quintet. Tsunami is the name of it, live on Soundcheck. Thank you. Once again, Stefan Rembel playing the guitar. That's his piece called Tsunami, and it featured his quintet, Roy Williams playing rhythm guitar, Ari Fulman-Cohen playing the bass, Nick Anderson the drums, David Langlois playing the hand percussion. And it's a lovely song, Stefan.
Thank you.
You mentioned before Django Reinhardt. Now, you know, he's still a big name in many musical circles, but you've been living now in the States for many years. Do you find that you still need to kind of explain where this music comes from, who Django Reinhardt was, all of that kind of stuff?
You know, it's very funny because Django is like a beauty and a curse for me. Because it's like the one thing that I got from the gypsy, the one thing that I have that no one really has here, but it's just like one brick in my wall.
Right.
You know what I mean? I have like so many more like influences on any other genres and style or whatever. You know, I really compose with whatever I have. And it's true that everyone insists on that one aspect of my playing. And
well, now you call your new album Origins.
Yeah.
Is this kind of a look at some of your musical roots, the things that were important to you growing up?
You know, everything I do is based on, like, it's kind of like the child within, you know? So everything is always, I will always believe that we react as children. We are different because we learn to, like, interact in society and stuff. But what matters is still what was moving us when we were children. Our childhood is buried there and is still there. And this, I believe this is the purest aspect of each human being. When you get in touch with the child within, then you're in harmony with yourself and with the world.
I wonder if that, I mean, I was going to ask you about this track on your record called Voyager for Carl Sagan.
Yeah.
There was a guy who was always in touch with his inner child, never lost that sense of wonder at the universe around him. I mean, you wrote a song for him. Was he some kind of an influence on you?
He's one of my biggest heroes, if not the biggest. I love Carl Sagan. Exactly for this reason, it's like, it's being innocent like a child is, it can be a weakness in terms of survival because you get eaten, you know what I mean? But if you can, if you build enough of an armor around yourself, then you can go through life and you can keep that wonder for the world, you know? And this is what it is. This is what I try to do with my music. This is what he was doing, you know, as a scientist.
Right. Great astronomer, a person who tried to bring the universe home to the rest of us. Voyager for Carl Sagan is the name of this track from Stefan Rembel's new album called Origins, coming out on May 15th. Just a little bit from Stefan Rembel's new album coming out on May 15th called Origins. This track is called Voyager for Carl Sagan, a reference to the American astronomer and author and a man who really popularized science. And, you know, when I say popularize, I don't mean dumbing it down, but really sort of explaining things to us in a way that the people could understand. And Stefan, you said he was a big influence on you. How much has living in America influenced your music?
How can I answer that?
Yeah, big question. Huh?
It's
in 20 seconds or less.
Okay, America is like maybe the capital of like what we can call world music. The whole world converged to New York, and as a performer, New York, like being in New York, is being at the center of all the influences in the world and being in company with some of the greatest musicians in the world right now. So it's incredible influence, yeah.
So you're at this big musical smorgasbord, this table full of different kind of delights from around the world.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And you're hungry. Stefan Rembel is my guest on Soundcheck today. He's been playing here with his quintet. They are performing tomorrow at 7:30 at Symphony Space, 95th Street and Broadway, and then his regular Sunday night gig at Barbez in Brooklyn. It's his 10th anniversary gig this Sunday at 9 p.m. Stefan, a real pleasure having you back in the studio with us today.
Thank you, John. It was a great pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. From the forthcoming album Origins by Stefan Rembel, wrapping up Soundcheck for today. Tomorrow, singer-songwriter Dar Williams joins us to preview a new album called In the Time of Gods. It's modern-day social commentary, but using the imagery of ancient Greek mythology, and she'll perform some of it live in our studio. Plus, as the centennial of the Titanic disaster approaches, we'll hear about songs inspired by the Titanic, and we'll learn about some interesting ways that you can commemorate the big ship going down. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn, with help from Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. Tune in tomorrow for another Soundcheck.